P&G is, of course, Digicel's Pacific's biggest market by far. And that country's Communications Minister, Timothy Mercier, has welcomed the news that Telstra will buy Digicel, but he says the process is still in the early stages. He told Hilda Wayne he was informed by Telstra in a letter.
The letter that I received here from Telstra, co-signed by Chief Executive Officer and Managing Director, and of course the Chief Executive Officer International, Mr. Andrew Penn and Oliver Kamplin Warner, only indicates that they are announcing their intention to purchase Digicel Pacific and have not yet, you know, purchased the entity. So it's only an intention that they are now informing the government of Papua New Guinea. And the government of Papua New Guinea has been put on notice that they have an intention now. Their board has come up with a resolution to acquire or take over these PNGs. And also, on top of that, I actually had a Zoom conference this morning with Mr. Oliver Kamplin Warner and, of course, Ms. Lona McPherson from Digicel. And if you're talking about benefits, I actually asked about the benefits. They have made it very, very plainly clear that nothing changes. Telstra is not going to come in and start changing, you know, the color of the company and the brand name of the company and all that stuff. In fact, all employees will be kept where they are. And of course, they will invest in some areas which they intend to do.
Minister, are you convinced that Telstra will be able to work in a unique environment like PNG?
I mean, Telstra is over 100 years old company in Australia. I mean, they are in rural Australia. You live in Australia and you know that. And obviously, they are not a small company. They are a huge company in the ICT space, and they have experience in rural areas. And I'm sure that they know what Papua New Guinea environment is like. And you know, they have been around for many, many years. So obviously, one of the first questions I ask them is what their plans are for a Papua New Guinea that is so diverse in custom and diverse in all our ways of life in the country. And they said, we have experience in rural Australia, and of course we have experience in other countries in the world. So we come in with a lot of experience. So I'm saying that Telstra has that capacity to actually progress a little bit more where Digicel left off.
Minister, standard of living in, let's say, rural Australia is not the same as rural PNG. And one of the things that has been drawing a lot of reaction from is prices of the cost. Digicel has been one of a household name in PNG. Do you think Telstra will be committed to lowering prices to fit customers in PNG?
That's a business decision now for Telstra. And, of course, Telstra International and Digicel PNG Limited are current NICTA licensees. Whatever they do has to come through us, and they do it in, you know, through NICTA, which is the regulating body in the ICT space. So, obviously, all those things will be discussed.
Are you glad that it's Telstra instead of the DPL Chinese-owned company that took over Digicel and PNG?
Hilda, you know, that's not for me to say. You know, I am a minister in a sovereign country, and I cannot be, you know, drawing, you know, lines between which companies should come and which not which should not come. It's a business decision, and they have done it outside of government interventions or what. And so it's really entirely up to Digicel and Telstra. You know, it's not my call to say which partner they have to go with. So I think that question is very relevant to me right now.
That's Communications Minister Timothy Mercier is speaking with reporter Hilda Wayne.